for Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And let's talk about Toxic Avenger.
Let's talk all day about Toxic Avenger.
I really had a good time, but I will confess I had minimal idea of what I was walking into. I knew it had started down with David Saint at George Street, and I knew based on some comic book adventure thing, but I was not prepared for this deranged musical comedy disguised as tragedy, requiring extraordinary economy and talent that is modestly produced, but it looks opulent, and this little cast creating dozens of characters rapidly, and where the character work is the most eye-popping. Rafael Santos and Dylan Zalikowski returning to Buffalo for these two on-the-surface tiny roles.
Don't be fooled.
Don't be fooled. They really were amazing. Back to the basic elements of what theater is, to tell a deliciously silly story about a man who is living in New Jersey and uncovers corruption in the government, imagine, in this toxic town, and the mayor's henchmen throw him into toxic waste and he comes out as a superhero, the Toxic Avenger. Impossible to look at, but he, you know, manages to find a blind girlfriend. And
right. A blind librarian,
A blind librarian, and away we go. But what a lesson in simply trusting in the magic of the theater to make something amazing.
Toxic Avenger, but it's only up through November 10th, so.
Well, all the more amazing because it's expensive for theaters to use venues like Shays Smith Theater, where this is. This is not the big Shays. This is because Shays is in the title. People think it's Shays. There's Shays. Then there's the old Studio Arena, which is now Shays 710 Main. And there is the smaller theater, Shays Smith Theater. And this is in the Smith Theater. And all the more amazing because if you overspend, you can't earn back your money. So you just have to depend upon creativity and talent. Now, oddly, you know, now that we mention it, at 710 Main Theater this weekend, Drew Fornarola has come back. Last year, he did The Hunchback of Notre Dame at Rockwell Hall. And this time, they are doing Little Shop of Horrors, another sci-fi musical just down the block.
Well, they have some Broadway stars. They have some fine local actors. And then they have a bunch of high school students who get to participate on stage. But it doesn't feel like a workshop, even though it sort of looks like a workshop.
It's a highly polished concert version of these shows where the principals have worked very hard, still on book, but depending, to perform these roles. And not quite Broadway stars, but Broadway people playing the starring roles. You know, Patti LuPone won't be there, but and maybe some future Patti will be there. And I understand that tonight is sold out or nearly sold out, but there are tickets available tomorrow, Saturday.
And there's a matinee at 2:30 and an evening performance at 7:30. So three performances.
And tonight is very busy for openings. Downtown has both The Boys Upstairs at BUA, a comedy by Jason Mitchell. Very early production after its New York debut. Story of a group of gay men living upstairs from a good-looking, sexually ambiguous neighbor who moves in downstairs. A sequence of scenes about the interactions of these neighbors. It's hugely popular in New York, and they felt lucky to get the play. The playwright was so impressed by the swiftness with which they got the rights from him that he's coming up to see it.
Well, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Playwright in town. Well, it seems like we're taking a walk down Main Street in the theater district, starting at Tupper and heading downtown at Shays 710. Of course, tonight it's Little Shop of Horrors, tomorrow afternoon as well. Then on Tuesday, they're bringing in from out of town a play, Irma Bombeck at Wits End.
Irma Bombeck, if you're of a certain age, you remember her columns in the newspaper all about suburban life and parenthood, alternately cynical and sentimental. And I'm sure we can expect a bit of that from the actress portraying Irma Bombeck, Pam Sherman.
And then what's next? We come to the alleyway, Buffalo United Artists at the alleyway with The Boys Upstairs. Walk a couple more yards and we come to the Smith Theater for Toxic Avenger. I think we've covered everything except let's go all the way down Main Street to Court for the new Road Less Traveled Theater. We can still say new.
I think so. It looks new, and I think we can work that for a year and a half or two.
For Interrogation Room, you've seen it before. One of the actors has come forward to this new production.
Matt Whitten did it before, but boy, last time, and Dean Lamont Perry in it, you know, some people have even passed on. Beautiful play by John Elston. I love that they're doing it again, and I'm sure seeing it will bring back vivid memories of the performances I saw before. You know, they don't call that little strip of real estate the theater district for nothing, do they? Very, very busy this week. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.